So what is intuition? Actually, usually, as I said, we talk about the mind in negative terms. The mind is short-term, impulsive, and the intelligence is long-term thoughtful. But Krishna also talks about the mind, that it can be the friend and it can be the enemy. So sometimes we may also get some what people call as hunches from within. That is my hunch. I feel I should do like this. So, and quite often we do that and it turns out to be right. So there's a voice can speak from within. So it's not that whatever the voice speaks from within, it's always bad. So the intuition refers to the inner voice coming, which sometimes can tell us good also. So this can be at multiple levels. At one level, at the highest level, you could say it is Krishna speaking as the super soul. Krishna also guides us. At another level, it can be our conscience speaking. Conscience is basically our sense of right and wrong. Now, the conscience is not always right about what is right. Because sometimes our conscience may also be culturally conditioned. So that's why we have to be careful whether the conscience agrees with Shastra or not. But conscience can also be a source of telling us, okay, you should do this, you should not do this. And then there is the sattvic intelligence also. So that means if we are in goodness, then suddenly some idea comes, hey, this is what I should be doing. So ultimately we can say, mattaha smritir gyanam apohanam cha. Ultimately everything comes from Krishna. But there are stages within it also through which it comes. So some of it can be, if we have habitually heard about something, say since our childhood we have been told, no, this is right, this is wrong. We have heard in classes repeatedly that what is right, what is wrong. Then we are doing something, hey, you should not be doing this. Or you should be doing this. So that voice that comes along, that is the voice of the conscience, which is telling us. And then sometimes we have been thinking about a particular subject, but at a particular point, things fall into piece, like a jigsaw puzzle falling into piece. So that's also possible. So usually, our parameter for deciding whether we should do something or not is, if it matches with Guru Sadhu Shastra, we do it. And if it doesn't, then we at least have a pause button to check, maybe consult somebody else or wait for some time and think a little bit more deeply. And sometimes we just get some very strong hunches which you feel, I should do it like this. And we may have to learn from experience. You know, we do it and sometimes it turns out, yeah, it was a good thing that I did. It turns out that it is not all that good. It was a short-term, it was a short-sighted decision. So there can be the intuition which directs us in the right direction, and that can be Krishna's voice, that can be the conscience, or that can be our own sattvic intelligence. But it is not easy to identify. That's why it is, we need to look at ourselves over a period of time. Sometimes we may resist that particular voice, sometimes we may hear that voice. And over a period of time, we'll be able to discern which voice is right or which voice is not right. So it's generally speaking, Krishna wants to guide us. And to the extent when the decision is clear about right and wrong, and at that time, we choose the right thing. There are certain situations when what is right and wrong, it's not so clear. But there are certain situations when what is right and wrong is clear. So if when what is right and wrong is clear, we choose the right thing at that time, then we are showing Krishna that I want to be guided. And then when things are not so clear, also Krishna will make it clear for us. But if we don't make the big decisions when they are clear what I should do, if we take the wrong choices at that time, then Krishna says, okay, you don't want guidance, then I will not give guidance. Then our intuitions may not be so prudent. Does it answer your question? Thank you. I think...